Good morning. My guest this morning is Sherry Lee Miller from the Spreckles Center for the Performing Arts. Good morning, Sherry Lee.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm glad to see you again.
You too.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
So Peter Pan, of all shows, as it says here, a musical based on the play by Sir J.M. Barrie.
Yes, yes. It's been my favorite story probably since I was a very, very little child.
Right, and right.
So when I was looking for a musical to pop into the last slot, Peter Pan was instantly the one that came to mind.
So what is this one like? Now, most of the people who come to see this show will have experienced some form of Peter Pan, either a movie, a play.
Right. This is the same one that was written for Mary Martin, the musical.
That was when? God, the
It was before.
40s?
It was before I was born.
Uh-huh.
So it's old.
Oh, really?
But our production is enormous and beautiful. I'm very, very excited about it. It has a cast of over 30, an orchestra of, I don't know, 14 maybe. We have three complete sets, two intermissions. Of course there's flying. Of course there's pixie dust. It's
wow.
Just, it's fun. I am enjoying the people I'm working with so, so much. Everybody backstage, on stage. It's been a blast.
How wonderful.
It is.
So often, you know, the experience of somebody like you has been, it's been so hard to get through this.
I just sit there admiring everybody. They're doing such a good job.
So who's playing Peter Pan?
Sarah Wintermeyer. She was our Jo in Little Women, the musical.
Uh-huh.
She is everything you could wish for. She's a tremendous singer, an excellent actress. She has wonderful physical control. She's a lovely person. So.
And how about Captain Hook?
Oh my goodness! Of course, it's David Yen.
Oh yeah, right. He's fantastic. Whatever he does,
he said it was a bucket list role for him, and he is doing a wonderful, wonderful job.
Listen, he's one of my favorite interviewees.
Oh, he's great.
I always enjoy his coming in here.
Sarah and David are both the best interviewees I've heard, actually.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So what do you like most about it? What about this particular production makes it different from the other forms of Peter Pan that you are aware of?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, I have never seen Peter Pan live.
Uh-huh.
I've only ever seen the Mary Martin. What makes it different, I think, is just sort of the epic scale of it, what we're going for.
Uh-huh.
It's, for Sonoma County especially, it's a very big show. And I think people will be swept away. I hope they will be swept away by it. It's such a beautiful story. It's so sweet. And psychoanalysis aside, the idea of never wanting to grow up is something that touches us all.
Right.
And is such a tender thought, you know?
Oh, great, great. Well, this interview is being recorded and it will be broadcast on May 4th, which is opening day.
It is. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
But it'll be broadcast early in the morning. People who are listening to it now will be listening to it early in the morning of May the 4th.
And so, it's selling like crazy. So get your tickets.
Right.
May 4th through May 20th. The shows are earlier for kids. We like to make them earlier when a show appeals to children. So our matinees are at 1 and our evening shows are at 7.
Right. And the number to call is 588-3400.
Yes.
Thanks for coming in, Sherry.
Oh, thank you.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.